Surviving in this frozen world ought to be a real challenge. Yet on the face of it, life for the Hot Springs troop carries on much as before. They still roost in the sheltering forest and roll out each morning for their daily feed. Only a narrow stream stands between them and breakfast. Fed by warmed water from deep underground, it never freezes, even with the mercury stuck well below zero. The hardest job of the day is sifting the grain from the snow, but compared to finding food in the wild, this is a minor inconvenience. Scotland, an entrancing land where wild and beautiful lochs and mountains meet the determined ramparts of the great cities of Edinburgh and Glasgow. Within its stunning borders live some of the most diverse wildlife to be found in the British Isles, and watching over their welfare is the Scottish SPCA. Hello. They protect and save the lives of thousands of animals every year, from wildlife to domestic pets. The Scottish SPCA is an independent charity relying on the goodwill of volunteers, the many donations coming from Scotland's animal lovers, and the tireless and brave work of its inspectors. The diversity of South American wildlife doesn't end at the coastline. The seas that surround the continent are some of the richest in the world. Cold, nutrient-rich water feeds huge shoals of fish. A single shoal of anchovy can be hundreds of thousands strong, and this inevitably attracts predators. A B-29 took off from the island of Timian, southeast of Japan. Within the B-29's bomb bay lay a 10.5-foot atomic bomb called Little Boy. As the plane neared its target, the bomb was made ready. Around its girth were four radar fuses. At 8:15 a.m., the bomb was released over Hiroshima. At 1,900 feet, the radar fuses ignited the most powerful weapon known to man. The Second World War was over. The thing about hypocrisy, that most unctuous of sins, is that we're all guilty. We're all hypocrites, whether we like it or not. And though the "everyone does it" line doesn't hold much water as justification, it's certainly fine mitigation. Particularly when you concede not just how prevalent hypocrisy is, but how necessary.